May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know much about farming, though maybe some of you do. I don't even know much about gardening. And in fact, David and I did clear up a bit of the wilderness outside our house ready for the open day yesterday. But neither of us know very much about plants, though I know there are some expert gardeners here in the congregation. But even I know that you can only reap what you sow. If you plant potatoes, you won't get carrots. And if you plant onions, you won't get green beans. And if you plant nothing, you will reap nothing except weeds, as Richard said. I don't know if you've noticed, but the images of reaping and sowing and harvest occur in both our New Testament and our Gospel reading this morning. In our Gospel reading, Jesus tells his disciples to go out into the surrounding countryside, the towns and the villages, to preach the good news of the kingdom and to heal those who are sick. And he tells them, the harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. The implication is that many people may be willing to listen and respond to the good news, but there are few people to bring that message. Now, perhaps we might feel the harvest is not so plentiful today in our own context. People may be much less open to listening to the good news of God's love in Christ. On the other hand, there is still the need for us to be labourers like the first disciples, willing to speak of our faith and bear witness to Christ. But we bear witness to Christ not only by what we say, but also by who we are. And the best witness may be the way we live our lives. If we think back to those people who have influenced us to think about the Christian faith and to respond for ourselves, it may be that we were more persuaded by the way those people lived out their faith than by anything they said. We cannot just say the right things, we have to live them out. We have to be fruitful in faith in our own lives. So the harvest is not just out there, but it's also in here, within and among us. Paul, in our reading from his letter to the Galatians this morning, tells them, do not be deceived. You reap what you sow. And he's not here talking about farming or gardening, but about our own lives. Whatever is planted and nurtured in our hearts and lives will grow and bear fruit, whether that's good or bad. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. If you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Paul encourages the Galatians to live according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. Now, those of you who were here last Sunday may remember that we reflected a little on this contrast, and I tried to clarify the common misunderstanding that flesh simply refers to the body and spirit to the soul. This is not what Paul means by these terms here. We are not encouraged to divide ourselves up into parts and think of our bodies as bad and our spirits as good. The Christian view is that God made the whole of us, body, mind, and spirit, and every part of us can respond to God or not. So when Paul talks about living according to the flesh, he's speaking about living life without reference to God. And life lived in the Spirit is life lived in openness to God's grace. Paul presents a choice of two different ways of living. Life lived in openness to God, or life simply in reference to ourselves. And our choice will have consequences in the fruitfulness or otherwise of our lives. We will reap what we sow. In last Sunday's reading from earlier in the letter to the Galatians, we heard that the works of the flesh include fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. And the fruits of the Spirit are, by contrast, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. I encouraged us last Sunday to ponder which of those works of the flesh might be most of an issue for us, and which of the fruits of the Spirit we might most need to grow in our lives. If we are to produce these fruits in our lives, we need to make time to nurture our faith, to receive the resources of the Spirit through prayer, through reading the Bible, through communion and fellowship with other Christians. And when we do this, we will begin to bear fruit in our individual lives, but also in our life together. If life according to the flesh produces disagreements, competition, envy, and conflict, then life in the Spirit should produce the opposite: mutual support and encouragement. Paul is concerned that the Galatians do not spend their time criticizing each other, gossiping, and backbiting, but that they encourage one another. As he says in verse 2, bear one another's burdens, for in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So how can we bear one another's burdens? We can share one another's joys and sorrows. We can offer practical help to others when they are ill or depressed or struggling through a difficult time. We can also be patient with one another's failures, forgiving one another when we hurt each other, treating each other with a spirit of gentleness, as Paul says here. It's very easy to become critical and judgmental at the failures of others, but it helps if we remember our own vulnerability. We can all fail and make mistakes, and being aware of our own makes us more gracious and forgiving towards others. Remember Jesus' warning: it's no good trying to take the speck out of your brother's eye when you have a log in your own. So living in the Spirit means living in a way that builds other people up, realizes our own interconnectedness with each other, bearing one another's burdens. In other letters, Paul calls the Christian community the body of Christ, pointing out that different parts of the body need to work together to function properly. We can encourage one another and support one another in our Christian lives so that we bear fruit together. Now, I don't know whether you noticed a strange thing in our reading from Galatians this morning. Paul tells the Galatians they are to bear one another's burdens, but then a few verses later he says all must carry their own load. He seems to be saying two completely different things here. Is he contradicting himself? I don't think so. If we look carefully, we see that Paul is talking about something different here. He's talking about the work, the fruitfulness of each person's life. Each person must carry that load themselves. We are the body of Christ together, but we are, each one of us also, a unique individual before God. We're back to the sowing and the reaping again. I cannot live off the faith and the spiritual life of someone else. I need to grow in faith and live in the Spirit for myself. Yes, we can bear one another's burdens. We can share one another's joys and sorrows. We can forgive one another's failures, encourage one another along the way. We can seek to discern the Spirit amongst us. But we cannot produce the fruits of the Spirit in the life of someone else. They have to grow those for themselves. There's no point comparing ourselves with one another. Each one of us has to take responsibility for our own spiritual growth and our own openness to God and the fruitfulness of our lives. This is our own load to carry. So let us ponder today. What do we sow in our lives? What things do we put time and effort into? And are those things life-giving or self-destructive? Do we give time and effort to nurturing our faith and building up our relationship with God so that our lives bear the fruit of the Spirit? Who are we becoming? What will we reap in the end? What will our lives produce in the end? And I'm not here thinking about money, status, achievements in our career, but of the kind of person we are and the effect we have on others. Every moment is a choice of whether we sow to the flesh or to the spirit. How I respond to the irritations, the frustrations, and the demands of daily life contributes to the person I am becoming. As C.S. Lewis, the writer, says, every word or action leaves a tiny mark on our inner self, for good or bad. We will reap what we sow. I found it very striking many years ago when I worked in an elderly people's ward in a hospital. And in a very general sense, people seemed to be divided into two groups. Some were almost saints in their patience and kindness despite all they had to bear, and others were completely self-obsessed, cantankerous, and mean-spirited. Now, I know, of course, that illness and frailty can put great strains on any of us, and everyone has their weaknesses. But I still think there is something here to ponder. At the end of our lives, it will be clearer who we have become and what is the fruitfulness of our inner life. We will reap what we have sown. So let us pray that we will live our daily lives open to the Spirit of God, that we might produce the fruit of the Spirit, encouraging one another along the way. And let us also remember that if we grow the fruit of the Spirit in our own lives, we will be a more effective witness to God's grace to others. In Paul's words here, let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. May there be a rich harvest both in our own lives and in the lives of those around us. Amen.